Some people might be surprised by the facts and figures on new labels for seafood. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A lot of the seafood sold in markets across the United States comes from the waters of other countries. Consumers will now be able to see the source of their seafood thanks to new regulations from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They require labels on seafood to list country of origin and whether it was raised on a farm or caught in the wild. Gerald Horst is a fisheries expert with the Louisiana Sea Grant Program. He says people will be surprised by how much seafood in the United States is imported.
People would assume that the crab meat, in most of the United States, they would assume it comes from Maryland. In Louisiana and the other Gulf Coast states, we would assume it's local. However, odds are it's not. We're just being avalanched by imports from Latin America and Asia.
Horst says the seafood industry in the U.S. faces a lot of foreign competition. For example, almost 90% of the shrimp eaten in the U.S. are imported. Horst says that's why shrimpers, crabbers, and fishers support the new labeling requirements. They think consumers will select domestic seafood when they know their options. Horst says more and more people are paying attention to where their food comes from and how it was produced. They're concerned about environmental standards that apply to commercial fishing and issues of taste and nutritional value. Horst says the country of origin labels will help.
I don't see labeling for seafood going away, and I do think people are interested enough that the concept of knowing where your food comes from will spread.
Horst says the requirements might add to the price of food, but he says the labeling requirements will be good for consumers and producers over the long term. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.